brief.
Special Counsel Robert Herr defending his decision before Congress not to charge President Biden for mishandling classified material because he says a jury would be sympathetic to Biden's age and poor memory.
Because these issues were important to my ultimate decision, I had to include a discussion of them in my report to the Attorney General. The evidence and the president himself put his memory squarely at issue.
Republicans call it disgraceful. Four more states are holding presidential primaries today. CBS's Jared Hill.
These, though, are largely at this point a formality, seeing as how both former President Trump and President Biden essentially clinched the party nominations.
And the Innocence Project still fighting to clear convicted killer Scott Peterson. CBS Sacramento reporter Madison Keevy.
What if Scott Peterson is not guilty and Lacey Peterson and Connor, their unborn son's killer, has been walking free? That's the basis of their argument.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The owners of Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire now plan to shut it down a week from Friday. That's a full month ahead of schedule. HSHS is closing Sacred Heart and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. The city manager in Eau Claire wants the state to investigate. More than 1,400 people will lose their jobs. A package of proposed new laws aims to protect the safety of judges and justices in Wisconsin. The state Senate votes on the bills today. Washera County Judge Guy Dutcher says it's a start.
I will applaud the legislature and the governor for taking a significant step in recognizing the vulnerability of the decision makers in the third branch of government, but much more still needs to be done.
Dutcher speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The restaurant in Adams County that was on fire, closing down Wisconsin Highway 13 Sunday night, is a total loss. The Family Affair restaurant in Friendship had a fire start in their kitchen. Flames were seen coming from the building when officers arrived. Multiple fire departments responded and assisted with dousing the flames, but the restaurant is still estimated to be a total loss. The fire is not considered to be suspicious in nature, and there were no injuries. And guess what? Wisconsin Rapids is getting a PetSmart. It's the fourth retailer moving into the old Shopko location, joining Harbor Freight and Five Below, which have already opened, and Marshall's, which will swing its doors open this spring. PetSmart officially signed the lease and plan to open by this fall, offering grooming and vet services. The national chain also has a pet hotel service, doggy day camp, and dog training services, along with supplies, medicines, treats, and food for dogs, cats, birds, and so many other small pets. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs face off again. This time at Sloan Park in Mesa, Arizona. Brewers outfielder Garrett Mitchell back after sliding headfirst into third base last year, requiring shoulder surgery.
It was tough. I mean, obviously not being out there every day with the team is not always the easiest, but I was able to get through it. That's kind of what I use the injury as, so it's like just kind of treating each day as a new opportunity to get a little bit better and try to get back out there.
NBA, the Bucks wrap up their West Coast trip tonight in Sacramento against the Kings. NFL, the Packers making moves in free agency. They signed Raiders running back Josh Jacobs to a four-year deal worth $48 million. On defense, they added Giants safety Xavier McKinney with a four-year contract worth $68 million, an average of $17 million per year. The Packers saying goodbye to running back Aaron Jones and left tackle David Bakhtiari.
Today, Jones agreed to a one-year deal with the Vikings worth $7 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The heat stays cranked up today as we spike into the 70s. Winds are feisty, though, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, creating a high fire danger risk again. Otherwise, we get to sit under mostly sunny skies today and enjoy this rare warmth. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter Rob Thomas for an Oscar wrap-up and comedian Roger Rittenhouse. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this March 12th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. At 3:30, we welcome in David Farnborough. He is a broker with Coldwell Banker Realtors. Looking forward to talking with David. Right now, looking forward to talking with our great friend, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, James. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate the time. How have you been?
Good. It's been a very calming, I mean, it's only Tuesday, but it's been a calm week so far.
Good. Here's hoping, knocking on wood and all that, that it continues that way. Lacey, we got some great events coming up. Let's jump right into it, especially because we have our annual meeting recap coming up. I wanted to do a recap of the annual meeting.
Yes, absolutely. So last week, we did celebrate. I do want to give a list of the winners.
Yeah.
So I know not everyone could be there, and it's, I mean, with it being on a Wednesday, I know it can be a little tricky. So our Small Business of the Year winner was Quality Plus Printing. Large Business of the Year was Domtar. Innovative Business of the Year, Jacoby Custom Cues. Community Impact of the Year, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Scholarship Organization. And then Ambassador of the Year, Steph Schmid. Business Professional of the Year, Sky Manning. And Investor of the Year would be Ho-Chunk Gaming and Nakusa.
A big shout out to everybody involved in all of them. And everybody, a deserving candidate. And there is no wrong answer when it comes to these. Like, all of these are great winners. And honestly, a lot of other businesses you could have mentioned, I'd have said the same thing. Like, we're so spoiled in this area with so many great people and great businesses. And it's part of the reason why we encourage people to be a part of the chamber, to not only give a chance to highlight these things and the PR that can come from it, but also just showing how you back your community and you support the community. And all of these businesses do that.
Absolutely. It was a wonderful, wonderful night. We have some more thank yous for specific people that kind of helped make that such a success. So the Ridges for obviously letting us host it there. Shout out to Michelle. She was very accommodating. I was kind of like, okay, I want to get in here really early. I want to make sure everything's perfect. And she was great at, you know, communicating and letting us know when we could do stuff, what stuff we could do, what stuff we couldn't do, and just making sure that she was definitely there for us every step of the way. As well as I do want to give a shout out to the Lincoln High School Chamber Orchestra. They played during cocktail hour. It's such a great thing to walk in. We had a red carpet. We had stanchions that Ho-Chunk donated to us to kind of just elevate that event. And so it was really great to walk in, have that live music. Definitely really, really grateful to Ginger for taking a little bit of time out and having those kids come in. It's hard to get, you know, to be involved in those things, especially when it's 45 minutes, right? Yeah. So the kids are coming there. They're warming up, essentially playing for a little bit while everyone's staring at them and then kind of just going home, just leaving.
Yeah.
So definitely really fun. The board loved it. I was like, okay. When I was kind of floating the idea around, we had never done that before. So definitely really grateful to everyone that, you know, supported that. Stacy was more than accommodating to let me do stuff like that.
Great idea. It's a really good idea by you.
It was so fun. I think just the live music, and Stacy was outside to greet every single person that walked in.
That's cool.
So it was really nice, and I think it just makes the process, when it starts out that way, just really enjoyable for everyone. Definitely thank you to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. So you can actually watch it on their YouTube channel if you'd like to. Heike C. O'Day Photography, she took wonderful pictures of staff, of all the winners, of people that were there, as well as Ken Day from the Rafters. He donated, let us use some of his uplighting and things like that to kind of just have this certain level of ambiance where to where, you know, it felt really grand with the red lights on the sides. Yeah. As well as Rapids Awards and More, they did the custom insulated cup that I wanted to give out to everybody.
That's awesome.
So really excited for that, as well as Heather and Gary Sayers. Heather is always so helpful. She's kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
You just walk somewhere and she's touched it. So she was great in helping us do this gigantic balloon ring that was 7 feet wide, so people could take pictures in there.
Nice.
As well as I really, really wanted to do this photo op opportunity for all the winners in a different room. So she donated some you know, pipe and drape and things like that.
Cool.
And then Gary printed, I want to say, over 100 3D little small Oscars. So we had them on all the tables, nice. As well as everyone at the table got to take one home if they were sitting where this tape was. And then as well as all the winners. But it takes about 24 hours to 3D print each one of those with this gold filament.
Wow.
So I was really grateful that Gary did that.
Wow, yeah.
He was like printing in different sizes, and he was really, really like, he really wanted to do it, and he didn't even want anyone to even know that he did it. So of course I had to make an entire slide to him.
Yes.
Because I was just so grateful that he did that. And I love 3D printing. I think I have been doing a lot of research about 3D printing, and I think it's so fun.
It's fascinating.
To just, yes. And it looks so cool, especially with on each table. So everyone could kind of see that. So definitely shout out to Gary and Heather for, you know, just all the things that they did beforehand to make the event really great success.
Yeah, yeah. And Mark Skibba I saw in there too.
Yes, Mark Skibba. So he was our MC.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun with him. He is a very, very like straight shooter. So I knew that he was going to tell me what he thought of the slideshow, as well as I did his prompter slides too, so on the TV for him to then read off of, which I had never done before, and I didn't know how to do that, but I did it the day before the event, and he loved it. So definitely really grateful for him. There's something about someone who can speak about anything, and it's like he should just I asked him to narrate essentially, like if you could just narrate my life, follow me around, as well as do all of my voicemails.
Yeah. It's Morgan Freeman and Mark Skibba. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the list of narrators that you want to narrate your
life. He's just so calming. I was like, everything's got to be perfect running around. And he's like, Lacey.
Yeah, it's a common
story. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
He didn't even say anything. It wasn't like he had, you know, had this long motivational, he just kept saying my name back to me, and I was calm.
Part of the reason I'm in this chair, part of the reason I'm any good at this job is Mark Skibba. Like, that's the guy right there. He means a lot to this station, to this community, and it's great to see him, any chance to hear that voice and hear him emceeing stuff or something. That's a wonderful person to have emcee. That's great. And a great group of people, great event, great night. Already looking forward to next year's.
Yes, we are already, like, I already started. We did send out the post survey, so definitely if you were there, please fill that out. I want to hear everything. I want to know what you didn't like, what you did like, what you want more of, what you want less of. The only way that we can, you know, learn and grow is by taking that constructive criticism. So I don't take any of it personally. I definitely will put that into where we can get it to where I don't have anyone like, okay.
Yeah.
But I think year over year, it's going to just kind of get, you know, a little bit more elevated. But also I want to make sure that the price is to where everyone can afford to come, and just really a fun event from everyone.
Lace, this is one of those things you and I have in common, too, because I don't believe that there is a thing as such as negative feedback. I think it's all data, and you can learn from all of it, the good, the bad, all of it. And so, like you, we always encourage the same thing here at the station. I appreciate that. I respect that a lot. It also it seems like it helps, because you continue to come up with some fun new things to add to some of these events that have been around for a while. It was a great idea with the Lincoln Kids, bringing them them in. It's a local talent. You're giving them a chance to not only get some experience and get more performing in front of people, but also supporting one of our local high schools. Like these are good ideas, and it shows. It's
Thank
been showing
you.
With these events.
Yeah, it's been a lot of learning because I mean my daughter's in the orchestra, but I didn't really know a lot about it until just being a part of, oh, okay, they're playing at these events. Definitely, she, when I spoke to her after, she was like, oh, I would have loved to have stayed the whole night. And I was like, oh, so we're going to figure that out for next year. But it was really fun. And I think it's really nice to have those kids be more developed. And obviously, they're in front of a lot of business professionals, as well as a lot of nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously, the school's a nonprofit. And I think that those, and so is the chamber. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of those nonprofits, like if we can work together and feature local talent and kind of have them grow and mm-hmm. learn more about those things. I know that she did mention that quite a few businesses had approached her and said, hey, how do we do this? How do you do this we want to have, this when our business opens or when our new location opens, or we want to do something fun to bring in the younger kids. We want to keep them here. Mm-hmm. Like not even being selfish, I want to keep the kids here. So, I don't want our talent to leave and move away. And I think that if we can show them all the things that this, that Rapids has to offer, they will stay.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Networking at Night is coming up with Two Hearts Catering. Love this event. Love our friends at Two Hearts.
Yes. Very, very excited. March 18th from 5 to 7. Those are our new hours. So that is open to members, future members, and free to attend. A little birdie told me that there is going to be a martini bar as well as a sweet and salty bar. Mm. So very excited. I did pitch a couple of ideas that I had for martinis because I was like, hey, I know that I've saw these in some of the bigger cities.
Yeah.
And I think it would be really fun to kind of do that kind of stuff. And I think that we don't have a lot of that kind of fork to table.
Yeah.
It's hard, especially with COVID and vendors and trying to get that stuff local.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's important to support the businesses that are, trying to get things local, trying to support the farms, trying to support the smaller businesses, and definitely excited to have it there.
Mm-hmm.
The VFW is a great place to have it. I think that it's just, to me, it just kind of speaks of like how we all work together.
Mm-hmm.
Because you may not expect a VFW to be pairing with a catering business. But in our community,
mm-hmm.
we are able to keep our talent because we're able to work together.
Yeah.
And I think overhead is a lot. So if you can, you can have multiple businesses in the same area working together, I think that's really great. And definitely why Wisconsin Rapids has been able to continue to have that kind of stuff. So very excited.
Cooperation, teamwork, supporting each other, being stronger together. These are all themes and these are all reasons why Central Wisconsin, specifically our area here, has been thriving and done so well. There is nobody that wasn't hit by the pandemic, but our area wasn't hit nearly the way some, even in our surrounding area were, let alone the country. And there's a reason behind that. I've studied and I've been following this from this chair, and it stands out. If you take a step back, it's so noticeable. Nonprofits working with nonprofits, businesses working with businesses, the cooperation, that's what stands out so much around here. The people, the cooperation, and incorporating something like an event like this. We love our friends at Two Hearts, do great work over there, fantastic ideas and crafts, and the food that they create, and the food that they craft is what I was trying to say.
Yes.
But including the VFW, you're so right about this. Any opportunity to highlight our VFW, we love to take, and here's a great opportunity of doing that. And for people, not everybody gets the chance to go to a VFW.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can attend or go walk, take events in over there and everything. Something like this that's open to the public and a little bit more gives them an opportunity to see that too. And that creates empathy. That creates more people to understand and hopefully empathize with our soldiers. And there's no downside to that.
Absolutely. I think the education piece, as well as the people in this area that run businesses, are so humble. So they don't have this feeling of like, it's mine and I have to keep it just to myself. It's where they really are like, okay, it takes a village and it takes a lot of people to be successful in, a specific area. And I think that Two Hearts I think it's just, I think I love the name because obviously it's, you know, I think it's cute from where it came from. And then as well as like, I've got to try some of their food and I can cook. So I think when you can cook, it's a different experience with food.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I could have just made this at home. But they can cook. I mean, we had blood orange sorbet as well as mango sorbet at one of their business outreach programs. They also have some pop-ups there where they're featuring, I saw a chicken parmesan stuffed pepper.
Ooh.
So I love the way that it's like something you do know, but a different twist on it. Because I think that, unfortunately, you get used to making the same meals and you do this, you know, that you cook the same things. And I think that sometimes that's good, but I think it's good to have a little change in there. And especially with people trying to be healthier and trying to make those, you know, better decisions as well as weighing the cost. You don't want to just eat something that you're not getting, you know, you're not getting anything out of it. So I'm really excited to go, you know, try stuff. And I love that they're doing a pop-up for St. Patrick's Day with like a different take on like the corned beef and stuff like that. I think it's really cool that we're able to do that because Wisconsin Rapids isn't that big. We're not really well known for our food, but I would love to be known for like, hey, have you ever drove through this town and then, you know, you were able to find all of this homemade food? And I think that's really great. And I hope that we can keep growing and expanding on that.
Networking at night with Two Hearts Catering taking place Monday, March 18th from 5 to 7 over at the VFW 2711 Redden Road right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Keep in mind, it's open to members, future members, and it is free to attend. Eat, drink, and buy local coming up.
Yes, very, very excited. So that's it. Last year it was a kind of like a week almost during Mother's Day. Now we're extending it, making it a little bit bigger. So I think that this one, from my like how I feel about it, this is great marketing for any small business, for any business that even if they don't really feel like, okay, I'm doing well. Why do I need to do that? It's $35 in a raffle basket. So you're going on all this print material, you're going to be on this bingo sheet, as well as you're going to get a sticker showing that you're supporting small business. Holly loves that it almost looks like edible if you spell eat, drink, and buy local. And she just keeps, every time she says it, I'm like, she makes me forget that it's eat, drink, and buy local because I keep wanting to say edible. But I love the fact that it's small local businesses. Every single time we do this, we hear about we even had an ambassador who their sister lives in Madison. So obviously when you think of Madison, you think of they have a lot to offer from shopping, small, big, you know, all of that. And they come here that weekend every single year because they love the quality. It's handmade items. It's not something that you're going to be able to, oh, you're wearing the same shirt as me. It's something unique. And I think that it's great to support someone who this is their passion. It wasn't made in a different country. It was made here locally. I think that it's just a great way to support small business as well as supporting each other, as well as getting your name out there for marketing because it's $35. And I think that if you separate $35, you split it up between the May 6th to the 19th, I'm not sure exactly what that is for a price point, but I would assume it's a couple dollars a day. And you're spending that just to boost one of your Facebook posts.
Yeah.
So I think that it's a great way to get it out there. And if you are not doing it, reach out.
Yeah.
If you've done it for years and you're like, oh, I don't know, we're trying to get it out, you know, in advance, as well as leaning on our ambassadors to also go out, take pictures of your, you know, places. We're having a new website. So I think it helps us with material to show what you guys have to offer, as well as it's a give and take. So if you're wanting to be in on this kind of stuff, you have to be able to reach out to us. Let us know. Give Holly a call, 715-423-1830. You can also register online if you have your username and password for Chambermaster.
You're so right about the advertising end of things. If you're taking, you know, everybody has a market, a budget put aside for advertising. And usually you're getting in the three digits. You're getting in the somewhere along there, whether you're talking about newspaper, radio, TV, what have you. Something like this for $35 and the amount of eyeballs that are going to see this, the amount of people that are going to get an opportunity to see your business, your logo, especially if you are somebody who doesn't get seen by many people. But to your point, Lacey, about some of our local businesses that are doing well and may feel like they don't need the extra attention or anything like that, I wish you well, and I support you, and I buy local, support local more than most around here. So I put my name on that. But I will also say there are no guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not wishing ill on anybody, but if I'm running a business, heck, even in the business I'm in, my job is to be thinking about tomorrow. My job is to be making sure that the lights are on and this station is running, not just today, but the tomorrow, the next day, the day after that. One of the ways to guarantee your business survives and thrives is to continue PR, to continue spreading the word. Here is a way of doing that, especially to a business that is doing well already. Well, it's not a lot of money you're spending, and you're staying in the public eye. You are keeping out there. And maybe as important, and just as important as all of that, is you are supporting local. You are supporting things. When you are a part of things with the chamber, you're showing you're a part of a team. You're a part of this community.
Yes, absolutely. And even I think when you have the mindset of I don't need to do that, McDonald's is McDonald's, and they still spend millions of dollars in marketing.
Millions.
And advertising, because they are successful and they're putting that money back into the company. Mm. So even if it's like, well, it's $35 and a raffle prize, okay, but you're putting that back into your business, because the $35 is going to have people, more than 35 people probably, mm-hmm. come into your business, as well as then someone's going to win that raffle basket. And if you put your marketing material in there, your brochures, maybe you have some, you know, coupons for certain things, upcoming events, press releases, maybe some of your like more sought after products that people are then going to, oh, I've never tried this before, and now mm-hmm. I'm hooked.
Yeah.
You could get a lifelong, you know what I mean, like person out of that just from that $35 investment. And yeah. I think you need to look at it as an investment, not just, it's just another expense.
Speaking with Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Got just a couple of minutes left, Lacey. I want to make sure to highlight some of the other great workforce program events that are coming up, like Women's Professional Network Exchange. This sounds good. This sounds exciting.
Very, very excited. So we actually started working with Mrs. Wisconsin, Tiffany Wharton, and she had said, why don't we have any kind of women, you know, networking groups? And I think there's been some little ones in mm-hmm. people's houses, things like that. But we want to expand it to where it's for everyone. Everyone can come. We can fit everyone. We had such an overwhelming response to it. I think we had over 60 people within 24 hours say that they wanted to do it, that we are starting that March 27th at the Nakusa Community Center. So you can register online, as well as after this first one, it's going to then be separated so that there can be different times that kind of, as I said, some people were more available in the morning, afternoon, so then it'll be kind of separated based off of your preference, as well as it would be hard to have 60 people to be able to network in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So separating it so that everyone has time, kind of working
smart.
It to where, yep. And then as well as if you have businesses that have a lot of people that are part of the chamber, someone could go to one, someone could go to the other one, as well as trying to get everyone out there, not just necessarily one person from your business. Definitely reach out to Laura if you are interested in that, as well as she's also doing the Diversity in Business Luncheon, and that's going to be April 8th. Definitely, I think that this is our first one. We're very, mm-hmm. very excited. We have Lynette Lagarde, I don't want to pronounce her name wrong, Fidel Perez, the owner of El Cafe, so really local, Olga Meza from the Wood County Health Department. They are going to be on a panel where we're going to be asking them questions, obviously, with, you know, women. Obviously, Lynette, she works at Ho-Chunk, mm-hmm. And I think it's great to have just kind of how they've had, what experiences they've had as a woman, as a man, mm-hmm. different races, things like that. I think that it's good to have a better understanding of what they've been through, the things that they've overcome, as well as asking them some questions on things that are definitely important that we don't necessarily talk about.
If I can be blunt real quick, and I've done this before on the air, there was a, my family and I, we've been in this town for a little over 20 years, and there was a point in time when we came here where we were pretty much the only ethnic family in this area. Like, you couldn't find a Jew or an Italian or anything like that anywhere. This area has grown, it's changed, and it's gotten more diverse, and it's gotten more enriched and better, and to be able to highlight that and also encourage it and support it is a wonderful opportunity. There is no business that's going to survive without diversity. Period. Like, going forward, there's just no way. There's it's impossible to think of. So it's not only integral to your business and to the future of this area, but it's also a really cool opportunity to be able to hear from these people, be able to get some feedback, and maybe find some commonality too. I don't think you'd be that surprised, but maybe you would, of how much you have in common with these individuals.
Absolutely.
And it creates more of a bridge there, more of a empathy there. There's nothing but a win-win in this situation. That's a really great luncheon. That's a really great idea.
That's all Laura. So nice. I know we're still actively looking for our MC. Fingers crossed that we can get James. Hopefully you guys can all bother him later. But we definitely want someone who understands it. I think that having someone, which I, not nothing against that, you know, that certain straight-laced blue-collar cookie cutter, but I want some flavor.
Right.
I feel like James could bring some flavor.
You are good. Oh, she's good.
So I really want him, but
I am all red faced. So we're gonna go.
Oh,
we're gonna have to wrap up the interview. We're gonna wrap up the interview.
But definitely reach out. That's all Laura, workforce@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, or always call the office. Come in. We're there 8 to 4 Monday through Thursday, as well as our job resource and transfer fair. We are currently looking for sponsors as well as booths. So if you are a business that you're looking to recruit, business that you're looking for interns, anything at all, please reach out. You do not have to be a member. This is open to everyone, and we want our community to grow, thrive. We want people to stay here. We want to attract talent, as well as if you are a business that is even looking just for the future, or you're looking for apprenticeships. We have tons of talent here.
Mm-hmm.
So please reach out. It's going to be at Mid-State.
Appreciate you, Lacey. Nice work as always. You can find out more and reach out to the team over at the Chamber at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything going on in your community. Looking forward to talking again real soon, Lacey.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hey Badgers, spring is right around the corner, and so is the annual Crazy Lakes Classic. Sign up today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. For more information and to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. That's CrazyLakesClassic.com. The annual Crazy Lakes Classic, a Madison tradition unlike any other. Make sure you participate on April 27th.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two members of the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents are losing their appointments over their opposition to diversity cuts. Republican state senators ousted Dana Wachs and John Miller today. Democrats say they're frustrated by the partisanship.
Seems like we don't understand anymore how democracy works.
State Senator Jeff Smith. Republican lawmakers are approving a shortened list of instructional materials for students to learn reading in Wisconsin next year. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted along party lines for four curricula. The Department of Public Instruction had proposed 11. A new state law requires methods for teaching reading in Wisconsin that stress phonics. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Incumbent mayor of the city of Nacoosa, Dan Carlson, is running for the position once again. After the spring primary, the race is between Carlson and challenger Alan Marquois, who have, yes, faced off in a mayoral election before. This time around, if Carlson wins, he says a major focus of his will be trying to get more citizen participation in local government. He thinks utilizing social media would be the best. Other ideas he has, if elected, are expanding fishing opportunities by the riverfront and working with high school students who want to lend a hand to make a dog park near that area. And the power of the purse with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is tonight. The raffle will be held at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Tickets are $40 at the door. Funds raised by the power of the purse will support early reading literacy programs and the Dolly Parton Imagination Library program as well. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs face off again. This time it's Sloan Park in Mesa, Arizona. Brewers outfielder Garrett Mitchell back after sliding headfirst into third base last year, requiring shoulder surgery.
It was tough. Obviously not being out there every day with the team is not always the easiest, but I was able to get through it. That's kind of what I use the injury as. So it's like just kind of treating each day as a new opportunity to get a little bit better and try to get back out there.
NBA, the Bucks wrap up their West Coast trip tonight in Sacramento against the Kings. NFL, the Packers making moves in free agency. They signed Raiders running back Josh Jacobs to a four-year deal worth $48 million. On defense, they added Giants safety Xavier McKinney with a four-year contract worth $68 million, an average of $17 million per year. The Packers saying goodbye to running back Aaron Jones and left tackle David Bakhtiari.
Today, Jones agreed to a one-year deal with the Vikings worth $7 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The heat stays cranked up today as we spike into the 70s. Winds are feisty, though, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, creating a high fire danger risk again. Otherwise, we get to sit under mostly sunny skies today and enjoy this rare warmth. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 12th, 2024. Have your host, James G. Maloff here, and we're welcoming into the studio a good friend of ours, David Farnborough. He is a broker associate realtor with Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors. David, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me, James. It's nice to be here. I'm very familiar with the studio. Know you, of course, been on your show previously. And it's nice to be following in the footsteps of my friend J.R. Seward, who was here for many years.
Mm-hmm. We really enjoyed working with J.R., working with Lindsay, and getting our community so well informed on this topic. And we appreciated the time with them. Looking forward to a new chapter with you and being able to learn more about not only the industry, but about you yourself and finding out your takes on the real estate and the numbers you can bring us and everything. So this is going to be a lot of fun, David, and really appreciate you and our friends at Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors being with us and working with our station. If you don't mind, I think a really good place to start is the topic you suggested. It's a really good one, David. When is the best time to sell your home? This seems like one of those things that we talk about it right now, and it might change next month. It may be different a month after that. Is that the way that this kind of question can go sometimes?
Absolutely. And it is a conversation that realtors have all the time with people. One of the things that you will find is that a lot of realtors, sometimes myself included, will say, right now is the best time to sell your home. Well, of course, we would say that, wouldn't we? Because we want your business. Sure. But it's worth looking at what would be the difference if you wanted to sell in a few months' time, if you wanted to sell in a year. And to do that, we have to know a little bit about how the market is working. But the other thing that's really important is what's going on in your own life. Mm. So we usually find that most people's decision to move home, they're usually not just buying or selling real estate as an investment. Most of people's decision is based on the changes in their life. Mm. So they could be first-time buyers moving out from their parents, or they could be people who are fed up with renting and now's the time to send that money to your mortgage instead of to your landlord. You could be having another baby, so you want to get a bigger home. You could be downsizing because you're empty nesters, or you could be looking for something all on one level because you've got to the age where you don't want to do the stairs anymore. Mm. So there are lots of things that drive a decision to buy and sell. And most of them are not financial. Most of them are life changes.
Yeah, I've never really thought about that before, even though I've been privy to it with my parents and such, and my grandparents, my nana and papa. They have a beautiful house in Rome they love. They were going to die in that house. And then they got a little older and realized, I don't like two floors. And so they moved to Grand Rapids and everything. So I've seen and experienced some of this, but I've never thought about that before, how integral that is to this. I wonder if some people out there listening hear that and start thinking, well, I wasn't thinking about selling, maybe now is a good time. Because I don't think a lot of people might think of that stuff from time to time.
Right. And we will talk about the financial bit in a moment. Mm. But one of the things that people sometimes do is they put off a house sale or a house move because they think that something will be different in a year's time. Mm. And sometimes all that changes in a year's time is that your need to move becomes more urgent because you've had that baby and now you really need that extra bedroom, or because you now can't manage the stairs at all, and you've had to put a bed in one of the downstairs rooms. So sometimes when those life changes happen, you need to make the decision sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it's something too. Time waits for nobody. So things happen that often, more than often, when we're not planning on them. And maybe that bum hip gets even worse a year from now, something like that, as far as being on a one floor or any of the references you made there. It's a really good point about being... certainly taking your time, going by your speed to this, but also being on point with it and being, you know, aware of it and how quickly you should act on these things.
Right. And when you do decide to sell your home, you have to take into account things like how long it's going to take to get the home prepared for sale, and also how long it's going to be on the market. There are various things that you have to do to prepare. So you might be downsizing your possessions. In some cases, you might want to do a little bit of work on your home, just to make sure you maximize the potential of it. Sometimes you want to do staging. And there are ways that if you talk with your realtor, can help you facilitate that and can help you get the maximum result for your efforts.
So many people out there are hearing this and are in situations where maybe they are not at a point where they're going to sell their home, but they may be looking at it and thinking, well, I don't know if I'm going to, this is the last home I'm ever going to own. I don't know if this is the home I'm going to die in, if I could be blunt. So when it comes to that, you are immediately thinking of, in how much, if I do sell it, how can I make a better investment out of this? And some of the things that you've touched on there about improvements or things, I think those are good notes, even to somebody who may not thinking of selling right now, they may be eventually. And that's a really good point to make. It's one of the few investments we have in our lives that is so versatile, you know, where we buy a home for this, and if we do this and this with it, it can oftentimes be sold for even more.
Yeah, and there are a lot of ways that your realtor can help you do that. So, for example, getting an accurate valuation, that is really important. And we've all been online and seen what the value of our home might be on Zillow or something like that. And to a certain extent, those digital tools are really useful because they are very comprehensive in scraping data from all sorts of sources. So they look at how many bedrooms the previous sale record shows that house has. They look at the tax records. They look at maybe the amount it sold for previously and how much the homes in the area have gone up in value. But what those online estimates don't do is go into your house and have a look around. So really, if you want to know what potential there is in your home, you need to get a realtor in to give you a evaluation and a market analysis. Your realtor will see the condition of your home and they will be able to say how that compares with homes that are currently on the market. So it might be that your home maybe needs a bit of updating, and sometimes they can give you advice as to ways to do that updating that aren't going to cost you an arm and a leg. The other thing that realtors can do when they look around a home is they can see how the house is actually presented. So on paper, it might be a three-bedroom home, but when they go there, they see that actually there's a fourth bedroom in the basement. Obviously, they'll be able to advise on whether that is legally able to be described as a bedroom or whether we have to call it a bonus room, as we do sometimes when there's no egress window. But it would be something that would not necessarily be reflected in the documents. So all of that will be missed out of any online digital valuation. So if you get a realtor in there, the realtor can look at the home, can give you a good idea of what the value is likely to be, maybe give you some suggestions on how you can best present it for sale. That may involve only a few minor tweaks just to make it look more contemporary, and can also often put you in touch with a home stager and with other contractors who can do the work at a minimal cost and maximize your return.
There's so many things too, David, that seem to come up in the spur of the moment, or you're not thinking of it going into it, but you have another person there, you get talking, and oh, I thought of this, or oh, I meant to bring this up. And you can't do that with a computer. You can't do that with a lot of online stuff. But when you have an actual broker or realtor in the build, in your home with you, and you're able to talk these things out, and they're able to kind of shine a light on certain things for you that you may not know. This is their game. This is their industry. They know this inside and out. Then there's no way that we, as you know, just as homeowners, can know half of what you guys do. So bringing that in, giving that opportunity, it not only is going to help you, but it may give you more information than you even realize you need it.
Absolutely right. And sometimes also a realtor is able to take a step back from something that you are very emotionally vested in. Sometimes when it's the home that you've brought up your family in, or it might be your family home, your parents' home, you will be able to see it only in that way. But what your realtor is thinking is, this is something that I want to make appeal to somebody new. People will want to put their own stamp on it. The intention usually is to try and depersonalize it to some extent. Mm-hmm. You want it still to feel like a home, but maybe you don't want to have all the family photos up so that when a potential buyer comes in, they think of it as somebody else's home rather than the potential home they could be living in.
It seems like a tricky part to navigate. It'd be really helpful, and it is really helpful, I imagine, having a realtor there, having somebody who's done this before, understands that kind of thing. It's a delicate line to balance, I would imagine. And you bring up, I think, a really important point here, David. It's something that I've thought about in years past, and I've never really had an opportunity to bring up and ask before. But when it comes to your home value, I imagine that for most people, if you've been living in it for a long time, it feels like an extension of you. It feels an appendage almost. It's a part of you, and you love your home. So your value, your personal value of your home, might be higher than it actually is. Or it could be the opposite of that. Well, this old thing, I've lived here for years. This couldn't be a thing. And then you find, no, actually, you got some really nice property there. You're on some good land and you're in a good location. There's so many factors that can play into this. I imagine just being able to go to you guys alone with a question like that, and you get a real answer.
Yes, that's right. And sometimes the value isn't what people expect, because the sources for information, sometimes people do go online. Sometimes they look at the house next door, which sold. Mm. But in almost all cases, the house next door is not identical to yours. They may have an extra bedroom, or you may have an extra bedroom. Or one thing that makes a big difference in value is an extra bathroom or an extra garage stall. All those things can make significant differences, even though the house may look the same from the outside. Mm. What we find with values generally is that they are going up. They're going up in the city of Wisconsin Rapids and in all of the surrounding municipalities. Mm. And I did prepare a few stats before I came here. I said we'd come to the financial side. So in 2022, I'm actually looking year on year from March 2022 to 2023, we actually saw an 11% increase in home prices, the average home price in the city of Wisconsin Rapids.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, you think that's really great. That's a great return on investment. But you have to compare that with the 8.3% inflation that we had during that year. If we look at the last financial year, say March 23 to 24, we've got a 6% increase in value. Now, you might think, oh, that's come down quite a lot. But actually, again, we've got 3.4% inflation. So you're still looking at just about 3% above the rate of inflation. Mm. So what this means is two things. Your homes are still going up in value. So there's no crash, as far as anyone's concerned, coming. There's no big risk in investing in real estate. But your homes are not going up maybe as much as people think. Mm. So sometimes people are saying, wow, 11% increase in a year, that means that it's a terrific investment. Mm-hmm. The reality is it's just a little bit more of than inflation, yeah, which is probably what you want.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So when it comes to interest rates right now, I'm thinking of selling. I know that we see a number of national stories and everything. I always like to make sure to mention this when it comes to that. That's nothing against those reports, but always keep in mind that that when it comes to real estate, it's all a local business. It's all a local industry. And the numbers are going to vary from county, from city, and all of that. So to your point about interest rates, right now does seem like a very good time in this area to be selling.
Absolutely right. Yes, interest rates are still fluctuating. We haven't seen big swings in the last few months. And when you talk to forecasters, some will tell you that they're expecting slight increases or slight reductions. So the question that people sometimes ask is whether we need a big drop in interest rates to stimulate the housing market. We don't. We have a lot more buyers than we have sellers. We don't need any additional buyers. So the extra buyers that we're going to get from an interest rate reduction will not help to sell your home.
Mm. It's an important note to mention. That's really good to know. We're speaking again with David Farnborough from Coldwell Banker's here at Realtors. And David, we're getting close to wrapping up here towards the end. One of the things that I wanted to get into with you, if you had anything else you wanted to cover, we'll go to it certainly. But the common misconceptions that you do run into in this position.
Well, there's probably three that I see a lot. And the first one is that property prices have been doing well, therefore a big crash must be coming. Mm-hmm. We did see a boom in the 80s and 90s, and that was followed by a crash. But that was really for reasons that don't apply now. We had a lot of subprime mortgage lenders really giving people too much money to spend on houses, and that really created an artificial price increase that later the air was let out of that and we had the crash. We're not going to see any crash now unless we have something really unexpected like a pandemic. Mm. So crash is the first one. The other one is people are looking for a big interest rate downturn. Again, I don't see that coming. Maybe minor interest rate changes, certainly up to the end of the year. Mm. And the other thing is huge price increases. Mm. Some people are saying, let's hold on to my house because next year it could go up 11%. Well, the predictions are now that we're looking to have a similar increase this year to what we had last year. So if you sell your house next year, you're going to get a little bit more money for it, but it's not going to be a great deal.
Mm. You know, one thing that I feel like I learned from JR and in talking to him, and I'm hearing it echoed in what you're saying here, David, is so much as we, and I don't mean this in a rushing sense or, oh, you got to act right this second as I'm speaking kind of thing, but it really does feel like when it comes to selling your home, it is you got to hit on the moment. You really, this is the right time. Do it at this time. Hit when it feels right for you as a homeowner and you are comfortable with that. And the industry is telling you that this is a good time. That feels like all things are all checked boxes, yes. And if you're kind of on the fence about that, just reach out to the good team at Coldwell Banker. There's no harm in asking questions. There's no harm in asking, you know, hey, I'm kind of curious. I'm on the fence about maybe selling. Reach out, ask those questions. They love answering them.
Absolutely right. And Realtors will give you a valuation and a market analysis free of charge. You don't then have to put your house up for sale. You don't have to sign a contract to get that valuation. It's something that we like doing, and hopefully it'll help you in your decision-making process.
Mm. David, is there anything you wanted to touch on before we let you go?
I think we've covered everything. Thank you very much, James.
Good. Very good. I do want to mention again how much we've appreciated our relationship with Coal Banker Sear Realtors, and over the years being able to work with JR and Lindsay recently, and now we're going to get a chance to work with you. We're really appreciated. While this is a business relationship between us and everything, at Coal Banker and WFHR, keep in mind that neither of our industries survive. We're both in reputation industries. And the reason that WFHR has been around 80 plus years. The reason Coldwell Banker's been in this area for decades and everything is because they treat this community right. The reputation is right. David and I aren't here without that. So I greatly appreciate that and respect that out of you and your team and everybody over there at Coldwell Banker, the work that JR and his father did. And we certainly want to continue that and looking forward to it. So appreciate the time, David. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Well, they can certainly contact me on my Facebook page. I have a special Facebook page, David Farnborough Realtor. They can contact me on there, or they can just go to the Coldwell Banker website and look me up there, or they can give me a call.
Excellent. Coldwellbanker.com is that website. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And David, looking forward to talking again real soon.
Thanks very much, James.
Thank you. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball, Wednesday, noon to 2, Trigby Olson, Pat Kreitlow, and what's making news right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.